This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Steve Wilson wasn't necessarily planning on recording an album, but that's what happened. He spent a season in the custom art shop at the Gibson plant in Nashville before moving back to his hometown in upstate New York. His love of music led him to playing in bands and eventually building his own banjo. Before he knew it, he was building more banjos and moving to South Carolina to pursue his love of music. All of that has led him to his new record, 6 Degrees of Separation, where he gets to play with all of the musician friends he's made along the way. Steve joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about that journey and this new record.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. Sorry to interrupt you from your studio work.
I was ready for a break anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay. Sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing for where we are in the world today. I'm glad you're busy.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of people that wish they were out working and out playing and everything else, and I've actually been pretty lucky to stay fairly busy. So
yeah,
thank God for that.
Absolutely. So you are you're in South Carolina, right? New home, sort of.
Yeah, West South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not your original home, right?
No, the original home is pretty much USA.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born in Virginia, raised in Wyoming. My family's from New York State, and I've lived in Tennessee and all over the place.
So. Okay. Grew up in a musical family?
Yeah. My dad plays guitar, and he had a band back in the 70s and plays a lot of classic country music, that kind of stuff. I've got uncles and cousins that play bluegrass and whatnot, but I actually didn't get really involved in music until after I got out of the service. So I was in my late 20s. But that's when I really got the bit by the by the urge to play banjo and get into playing bluegrass.
Okay. So mostly just kind of a hobby up until that point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, it was pretty much a hobby up until the last, probably 6 or 7 years.
Really? Okay. So yeah. You've got other things that you've done or that you do?
Yeah, I was always a carpenter by trade.
Okay.
I had my own construction business for a long time. I was in the carpenters union for a long time, worked in some millwork places. I was a pattern maker in the Navy, so I worked in a carpenter shop when I was in the service.
Okay. And you ended up at some point, I think I read, in working for Gibson in Nashville.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I actually was in the carpenters union at the time when I moved to Nashville, and I was in New York State, and I called down to Nashville to find out, you know, what kind of work they had down there for the union, and they said, oh, yeah, we got all kinds of work. Come on down.
Hmm.
So I transferred my journeyman's card down to Nashville, and when I got down there, they told me to put my name on the waiting list, and I was like, waiting list? Wait a second. You know, I packed up my whole family and just moved down there, you know, because they said they had plenty of work. But they, in fact, didn't. They had a waiting list and people that were waiting to go out to work. So
wow.
At that point, I went to work for a decking company down there building decks for a little while just to kind of keep things going. And then I saw a job opening up at the Gibson Custom Art Division. So I went down there and applied for that and got the job and started working for Gibson. And that was the late 90s.
Wow.
And I learned so much at that place and just loved that job. It was a blast.
Did you know what you were getting into when you applied for that job?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No. It just sounded like fun.
Okay. So what, building guitars or just designing certain parts of it? What did you do for them?
Well, I started out, they put me in, I was in the custom art division is where I worked. And they started me out, I went to the pro shop, which was basically doing warranty repairs and working on some of the artists' guitars and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And when I got in there, I just asked them to put me in. They did have people out on the floor, like kind of like a factory setting, somebody doing necks, somebody doing fingerboards,
gotcha.
Somebody doing
okay.
body, you know, that kind of thing. But that was out in the factory part of it. And so I asked them if I could just go out and, you know, spend a week with one or spend a week with another because I wanted to get a good handle on, you know,
mm-hmm.
what was going on. So I did that. I went out and worked in each department for, you know, a week or two. And got a really good handle on it. And then once I got over and back into the pro shop again, I was doing a few repairs and that kind of stuff. But I was sitting right next to Bruce Kunkel, which is just an amazing artist and builder.
Mm.
And he was doing all kinds of art pieces.
Okay.
And that really intrigued me. So I started just kind of asking some questions, and Bruce was kind enough to kind of take me under his wing and teach me how to do inlay work and how to do carvings and that kind of
cool.
stuff. And
okay.
So I worked myself into a position to where that's what I was doing, is I was building art piece guitars, same as him. And,
wow.
And I'm so thankful to him for that. I mean, he taught me so much. So it was a blessing.
How long were you there?
I was there for, I think, about 4 years.
Okay.
Like that. And then I moved back up to New York State, probably around 2002, I believe, somewhere around in there.
And it still working construction, or did you migrate to the music business from that point?
No, I went back to construction from that point.
Okay.
Matter of fact, once I got back up to New York State, I started working for a couple millwork shops and doing millwork for like colleges and hospitals and schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was doing building reception desks and cabinets and, you know, just all kinds of woodworking there. And then that gravitated into, I ended up working for a couple people doing some small jobs on the side in construction. And then I ended up forming my own construction company. And then I stayed with that until later years when I moved down here. And then here just about 2 or 3 years ago, I finally put the construction company down and took up music full time. So
okay.
So yeah, it's been a long road.
Yeah, yeah. So you've played still, though, in bands along the way, right? Even though you were doing the day job kind of thing.
Yeah, I started back, I picked up the banjo first when I was, I don't know, maybe about 12, 13 years old. My dad had gotten a banjo, and I had the Scruggs book, and I learned, you know, some of the roles. I learned how to play, you know, Cripple Creek and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I only stuck with it for just a little short amount of time, and I was big into fishing, and, you know, the high school thing hit, and, of course, then you get into the girls and everything else, you know. So the music wasn't real big to me through that time period,
yeah.
So I never touched it again.
Yeah.
You know, and then once I got out of the service, I was probably my mid-20s, and then I decided, I had gotten married, you know, I had a couple kids, and I decided, well, I want to pick that up again and try it, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I picked it up, and I started practicing some more, and then I got some lessons from a couple different people, and then when I moved to Nashville in the late 90s, when I got down there, I started going to some of these jam sessions they had all around Nashville, and blown away.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, so I took my took my banjo right down and, you know, tried to jump into some of these jams. And, you know, people started kind of looking at me funny, and I was like, what's going on here? You know, how come they won't let me play?
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to play yet. Oh.
That's funny.
So that's when I learned that, you know, you need to get on the ball. So I spent, oh, man, hours and hours and hours every day practicing, just trying to get into one of these jams.
Yeah.
And then finally people started letting me in, and then I got to play with, you know, a few different people. And then one guy down there had a music barn where they had music every Saturday night. And so I started hanging out down there, and he asked me to come in and play with his house band. So I said, sure, absolutely. So I started playing with him.
Yeah.
And it was a situation where people would come and they would sign up to play for half an hour, and the next band would come up, play for half an hour, and it just went on like that all night.
Yeah.
Well, it got to be where I was playing for the house band. We'd open up, and then I'd go to get off stage, and the next band would be coming on. They'd say, hey, we ain't got a banjo player. Come on. okay.
Yeah, okay.
So it was, you know, sink or swim, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, trial by fire, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So that's really what got me going. And then when I did leave Nashville to go back up north, I still played, and I was in a band up there called Plexigrass, and we played quite a bit. I mean, it was during the summer, you know, when they had a few festivals, the local festivals, and then that was it. We pretty much didn't play the rest of the year, so so it was very, very hit or miss. And
right, yeah.
At that point, I got into doing some recording stuff, you know, just at home, and that kind of spun me off in the engineering recording side of things.
Yeah. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Music Magazine.
Welcome back to the interview. So when did the Wilson Banjo Company come about? How did that become a thing for you?
Well, I had, when I went back up to New York State, I built a couple electric guitars, you know, just on my own, because I still enjoyed that, you know, process of building guitars. So I built a couple, which I still have them. I didn't sell them or nothing like that. I still have them. But anyways, I was playing a Gibson Strugglebody banjo, and it just didn't, I don't know, it just didn't have that sound I was looking for, and it just wasn't operating the way I thought it should, you know. But I thought, well, I'll build a banjo. So I went ahead and built a banjo. I got, you know, all the parts and everything. I had a whole bunch of mahogany left over from where I was doing the millwork jobs. Mm-hmm. And so I decided I'd build me a banjo. It came out pretty good. So I was out playing at one of the festivals up there with that band Plexigrass. And I was playing that banjo. And some guy stopped me afterwards and he asked me, you know, what's that you're playing? And I said, it's just a banjo I built. He said, you built that? I said, yeah. He said, well, how much you want for it? I said, I'm playing it.
Yeah, right. I need a banjo.
So, at any rate, I told him, well, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I've been practicing building these things, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on another one for me. So as soon as I get this one built, you know, you can come by the house and we'll come up with a price and you can buy it from me. So,
yeah.
So we did that. Then I had bought a 30s model TB-01. And it was a tenor banjo still, so I built a neck for it, and then I didn't cut it. I just left a quarter-inch brass hoop in it, so no tone ring. And I just absolutely loved that banjo. I mean, that thing is just fabulous, you know, and it was really light, sounded great. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead and build one of the, you know, that style. So at that point, right in between there is when we actually moved to Westminster, moved down to South Carolina. So when I got down here, that's when I got that banjo built. And then once that one was built, I started playing that one all the time. And it came out great. I loved it. So I was at a festival. I did a CD. This is where Wilson Banjo Company came to light. I did a CD with that banjo, and that banjo was called The Guardian. And the CD was called The Guardian. Yeah, it was a 5-song EP. And it was just basically supposed to showcase the banjo. You know, just kind of let people ask me what it sounds like. You know, what's it like? I can send them a CD. You know?
Yeah.
So we did that CD, and all of a sudden it started getting a lot of radio airplay. And my wife, she got into kind of promoting it a little bit. And then it kind of took off, and it did really well. So people started asking, when's the band playing? Where are you guys going to be? There's no band. So at that point, I said, well, I better start a band.
Yeah. That's cool. So are you still building, or are you taking custom orders, or how is that part working for you now?
Well, I do still build, but I only build if somebody gets a hold of me and says, hey, I want you to build me a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got 3 of them out on the road. I've got one, matter of fact, the Guardian one that we were just talking about, Dale Perry has that now.
Okay.
Playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of my Warrior model banjos, Gina Britt plays, and I built her a custom inlaid neck. We actually designed the neck together for hers. And Tony Ray has the prototype of the Warrior that I built.
That's cool.
So basically now, if somebody sees one of those and they get a hold of me and they say, hey, I really like that banjo and they want to talk about building one, then I do, but I don't search it out.
Because it's
really a passion of mine, and I don't want it to get to be anything more than that.
Right, so. Yeah. So speaking of Gina, you actually spent some time playing with Dale and Bradley, who, if folks don't know, they played together in Sister Sadie, as well as their own solo projects. But you were on the road with Dale Ann for a little while, right?
Yeah, I went on the road with her for about a year. She was in the studio cutting the Hardway CD, which was the one just before the one she's got out now.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded that album for her. And while she was in studio, she was, you know, kind of, she said, why don't you send this song and this song over to so-and-so to play banjo on, and send this one over to so-and-so to play banjo on, and why don't you go ahead and play banjo on this one and this one? I said, whoa, what? You want me to play banjo on there?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, just go ahead and you put banjo on this one and this one. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Once the CD was done and I got my my parts on there and we've got her CD all done, she said, well, what do you think about coming out and playing to support this tour for this album? I was like, yes.
Yeah, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I just love her to death.
Yeah.
I learned so much.
Yeah, right. Yeah, great musicians, all of them. Yeah. So your current band, which is kind of a new thing for you, right? Deeper Shade of Blue?
Yeah, Deeper Shade of Blue. That's my home now.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fraley was a banjo player for them ever since they started. Great guy, great banjo player. And over the last couple of years, he kind of started having some health issues. And I met up with some of the guys from Deeper Shade of Blue a couple of years ago, and they just asked me, you know, hey, if there's a show that Jimmy can't make or something, do you mind, you know, filling in?
Yeah.
I said, anytime. You know, give me a call. If you need help, I'll be glad to do it. So there was a few shows where Jimmy wasn't able to make it, so they gave me a call, and I filled in. And then here this last year, Jimmy decided he was ready to retire. So at that point, he asked me if I'd come on full-time. And it's just a great bunch of guys, and the vocals are just so much fun to play behind.
I mean,
they're just phenomenal.
Yeah, great
musicians.
Band. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's my home now.
Yeah, and in the middle of all of that, then you come up with this new CD, 6 Degrees of Separation, which isn't quite out yet, but that's kind of what's on the horizon for you, right?
Yeah, that's I've been working on that for a little over a year now, I think. And the idea of that is Wilson Banjo Company in the beginning was never meant to be a band. It just kind of turned into that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about kind of showcasing my banjos and just my love for this music, you know, what I do. And the idea behind this album was just that. It's 6 Degrees of Separation, which means everybody who's on it, which I think we've got 30 artists here on this album.
Wow.
And they're all people that I've either played on stage with, or I've worked with in the studio, or I've built banjos for them. And then we've written, you know, I wrote songs for this album. Me and my wife, she's written songs. So we've kind of wrapped up in this album all of our love for this music, you know, whether it be writing, playing, building, engineering, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, so. That's cool. And all original, or do you have some songs that you pulled in from other folks too?
Well, there's two covers on the album that we ended up doing, but the rest of the songs are all original. I think five of them are ones that either me or my wife have written, mm-hmm. and I also wrote with a couple other people too. And then we also pulled from a couple other songwriters on some of the other songs as well. So, okay. Pretty much the whole album is all original music, but not all original. We didn't write it all.
So yeah. Okay.
That is.
And I think Melanie, your wife, told me that this is June-ish. You're looking at a June release.
June 4th. Yeah.
June 4th. Okay. Yeah. So, are any of the singles out yet? Have you done that?
Yeah, the first two singles are out. The first single was a song that I wrote called "Wrong Turn That Led Me to You," and that was released back in when was that released? A little while ago.
Sometime ago. Yeah, okay.
That's right. And then the second release is out now. That's actually an old Hot Rise tune, Midnight on the Highway.
Okay.
That's cool. And that's out being played right now, you know?
Yeah, okay. So what's it look like moving forward? You guys, will you try to play some of these songs out yourself, or incorporate them in with Deeper Shade of Blue? What's it look like for you guys here in the next couple of months getting out and getting to play live?
As close to banjo company, we have no plans for trying to play any live shows. Well, with Deeper Shade of Blue, we've got an album that we're just about done with that should be out this summer.
Okay.
But we are going to incorporate some of these songs that are coming off, because those guys all recorded on the album with me as well. They're
cool.
Also guests
okay.
on there.
Yeah.
They were part of the 6 Degrees of Separation. we will be incorporating some of those songs into the set list with them as well, though.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Folks want to hear the new music. I want to hear some of the Wilson Banjo Company music. Talk to you about banjos or Deeper Shade of Blue. What's the best way to get in touch for all of that?
Well, they can go to my website is wilsonbanjo.com, or they can find me on Facebook, Wilson Banjo Co. They can look up a Deeper Shade of Blue. We have a website as well as a Facebook page. They can look up Wilson Pickens Promotions. That's my wife's business. Any information there. Just pretty much look for me and you'll find me.
There you go. just throw it out, the lure out in the water, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
good. Right. Well, I wish you well with it, Steve. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it. And I sure hope you guys get out to play soon.
Oh, absolutely. We're actually playing this weekend. We're playing out in Bristol. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been good talking to you.
Oh, man, you too.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.